I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Lots of ways to check out this podcast. We talk NFL, we talk offseason, we talk NFL. That's what this is. Now, fellas, we got to continue to count down to the draft. And that means today we'll take a look at six teams as we continue to get into that top 10 next week. Thursday, it's on. Next Thursday, we'll finally get to that first round. Before we do, though, Jason, Baldy, what do you guys make of the Eagles extending Devontae Smith? I think we kind of felt like this was going to happen, but are you surprised at the amount of money? Are you surprised at the length of the extension? And it just shows you, again, the Eagles are ready to compete. They want to go all in. What do you guys make of that contract extension?
Jason, I'll let you take the floor. You're kind of plugged into the contract.
Yeah, look, I think the first thing that it told me was I'm wondering if this is A.J. Brown's last year there. You know, it is generally considered roster construction, right? You want to kind of stagger certain things. It's unusual to see two receivers making top-of-the-line money at the same time. Heck, that's part of the reason T. Higgins got tagged, right? Like, if they were going to get T. Higgins signed long-term and get Ja'Marr Chase signed long-term, like, do we really think that's how the Bengals are going to allocate their resources? So the Eagles are a high-spending team. The Eagles have an ownership group that is actually trying to win. They try to maximize their resources to win, not maximize how many hundreds of millions of dollars they stuff into their pockets, you know, not maximize the value of my franchise 10 years from now when I sell it, but actually try to use the window in real time to get better while some other teams sit on their hands. So, no, I'm not surprised. You know, Joe Banner and Andy Reid, when they got there, Baldy, you would know this as well as anybody. There were certain things they believed in. We build our teams from the inside out, and we take care of our own. We'd rather be proactive, giving a guy a contract that we end up overshooting on than letting 25, 26-year-old studs leave our building. So, no, I'm not surprised. Receivers make a ton of money now. You know, Justin Jefferson will get more. Like, T. Higgins, if he hits the open market, when he hits the open market, we'll get more, right? Because Devontae Smith can only talk to one team right now. That's part of why the Eagles like to do this stuff. Hey, he's not an unrestricted free agent. He can't talk to anybody else. Let's be proactive and get it done now. So I think it's another sort of incremental step up the ladder of receiver salaries, but I don't think it moves the needle the way this Jefferson thing eventually will, this Ja'Marr Chase thing eventually will, resetting the highest margins of the wide receiver market.
Let's just recap the last 2 years of the Eagles and what they've done. Last year at this time, Jalen Hurts, for a brief period of time, was the highest-paid quarterback in the league before Lamar supplanted him. They just made Jordan Mulata one of the highest-paid left tackles in the league after they made the left guard, Landon Dickerson, one of the highest-paid left guards in the league. And that was after last year's extension to Lane Johnson to make sure he's the highest paid right tackle in the league. I mean, it just never – and that's after they gave, on draft day, A.J. Brown $100 million to play wide receiver. And Devontae Smith, they just gave $51 million, guaranteed million dollars to. I mean, every team in the league must look at the Eagles and go, how do they do this? Including the Cowboys, including any team that's trying to compete. Like San Francisco's trying to get Ayuk done. The Eagles get everybody done. Like, they're not letting anybody walk out there. Darius Slay got paid. Bradbury got paid. It's really quite amazing to think that are truly 32 teams really competing for the big prize in this business? Like, it just doesn't look like that. The Eagles look like they're the gold standard on how you go after it every single year right now.
Well, and here's the other thing, guys. I mean, you talk about paying guys. Baldy, Jason, we know this. You can pay guys, but you can also pay guys at the wrong time, right? You can pay guys past their prime.
Yeah.
You can pay guys you shouldn't pay.
Right.
To your point, Baldy, they're paying guys. Devontae's 25 years old. I mean, like, this makes sense. He's not 35 years old.
Right.
And so it's when you pay these guys that also matters, that continues to make you competitive. And so for me, that's what I keep looking at is they don't miss on that. They are not afraid to let guys go when they need to, but they also take care of the guys that are in their prime and make sense to pay at the time that they need to pay them. A lot of these teams, and we've seen it, right? Oh, they get desperate. They pay a guy. It doesn't work because they paid him either too late or he just doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, Carl. I mean, it is when you pay him, but, you know, they draft, they develop, and then they try to keep them. And they won a Super Bowl with a lot of those type players. You know, Zach Ertz was a drafty guy and developed. And, you know, Kelsey and all these guys, they won a Super Bowl. They're going after it again this year. And, you know, oh, by the way, Saquon came on board. They paid him. Like, it's just – it never really stops for this organization right now how to do it.
Guys, as we talk about the receiving, you know, market, and this is a deep draft with receivers. We're going to get into some of these teams today. We'll talk about Seattle, Indy, and New Orleans here in just a bit. Has it changed for you? We're a week away. Your top receiver is still Marvin Harrison. Is it Malik Nabers? I mean, like, we're going to see, Jason, what? 9 receivers taken in the first round? 7 receivers taken in the first round? What's it look like?
I mean, I think, pass catchers, throw Bowers in there, you know, what I would call pass catchers. I think at least 7, you know, at least 6 receivers, at least 5 or 6 receivers for sure, plus the tight end. Like, I think we get to 7. Beyond that, I'm not so sure. I think at the back end, Baldy, the tie's going to go to the offensive lineman. I could honestly see 10 offensive linemen going, right? If you got 10 offensive linemen and you get all 6 quarterbacks, that's half the first round right there.
Yeah.
You're not talking about any defensive players yet, too. And there's some good corners and edge rushers and 2 really good interior defensive linemen. So that kind of takes the first round up. But, yeah, it's just honestly, you can look at all these receivers at the very top, whether it's Odunze or Nabers or Marvin, and you can kind of like – you can make a case for any of them to be the first. Like if Arizona would trade out of the 4th pick,
yep,
and trade back, and Monty's doing his thing like he did last year, and he trades back to trade up. Like, he's going to get one of the 3.
Yep.
I don't think he particularly cares if it's Marvin. If he can get extra draft picks and a better draft position, you know, to improve his 27th pick or get extra second-round picks, like, I don't think he particularly cares if it's Malik or Rome or Marvin. I think the fan base probably is set on Marvin because they've been talking about him as the number one guy, and everybody knows Arizona's going to get a receiver at the top and probably 2 of them in this draft. So, I just think it depends. Do the Giants get a quarterback or do they go to receiver? And so which guy starts to slide? And if one of these 3 slides, does somebody want to trade up to get one of them? All that is possible right now.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about what these teams' needs are as we continue to make our way into the top 10 here on In the Huddle.